Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ab Wright. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cook moves to second. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin spins and fires to second, with Knickerbocker covering, and Cook is picked off. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Wright reaches second base with a double. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker strikes out. Berg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Knickerbocker out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berg moves to second. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Berg moves to third. Grove moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berg scores. One out. It's 3-1, Indians. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards the mound. Hudlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hudlin hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cook bunts in front of the plate. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vozmik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 2 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hudlin, and towards Knickerbocker, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wright hits a line drive towards short. Cronin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hughes moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hughes. The throw from Berg and he is out, Werber applying the tag. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hudlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell pinch hits for Mo Berg. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Farrell now catching. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. Trosky moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 3 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Hughes goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 4 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 4 in the game. Averill bunts towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hudlin moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Hudlin scores. Averill goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Galatzer now playing right field. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hughes. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller pinch hits for Ski Melillo. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.